This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the statewide edition. Dustin Moore, Leon Francis here with you on a blustery Christmas Eve Eve. Mr. Leon, welcome to the show. Welcome back. Thanks for being here with us again during the holidays.
Thank you, sir. Love to be here.
Absolutely. Got a great show for you today. Leon will run it down for you in just a moment. Scott's off, Todd's off, Kevin's off. So Leon and I are here to play. Want to remind you folks, on Wednesdays, it is when we talk about Pucklich. And right now, and particularly as we look outside, it's a great time for a four-wheel drive vehicle. And Wednesday Wheels is brought to you by Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC in Bismarck and Valley City. And today at the Valley City store, we've got a Sharp pickup that would be a great Christmas present for, you know, that special someone if you're into giving cars for presents. I don't know if anybody's received a car for a present. We always see the commercials. And wouldn't that be lovely to get that big bow in your driveway? Pucklich has a great deal today. It's a 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab SLT. Beautiful slate color, dark gray, lots of chrome outside, black leather inside, backup camera, heated steering wheel, spray-on box, running boards, mud flaps. Just about everything you could possibly think of is packed into this 2017 GMC. It's got a one-owner trade from Valley City, just over 46,000 miles, and it's on the lot right now at $38,995, but you drive it home for $1,500 less when you tell about it, when you tell them you heard about it on the radio. You can call 1-800-401-4352. Stop in and see the fine folks in Valley City at 721 West Main, or go online to PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more. Pucklich is North Dakota's home for Chevy. 8 after the hour, and the one and only Leon Francis sitting in today for Scott Hennen on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, folks, on a very blustery Wednesday. He was not understating that fact. It is horrible out. So if you don't have to be out and about, just kind of tune your radio in and sit back, grab some coffee, and, you know, just take it easy today. I am very, very excited to talk to Dr. Bob Woodson today. This guy has been one of my heroes. I mean, he is right in there with Larry Elder and Ben Carson and folks like that. I've been following him for years, and he comes with a good pedigree. I mean, there are folks that look up to Dr. Woodson, like Tucker Carlson and Mark Levin. And if you want to talk about actual civil rights activists who's been at it for a long time, it is Dr. Bob Woodson. He's the founder and president of the Woodson Center. And with that, I want to welcome him to the North Dakota Airways. Welcome, Dr. Woodson.
You got that kind of weather.
Oh yeah, it is horrible here. it's horrible, Dr. Woodson. I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit today. In today's society, in our like this 24/7 news cycle, all we hear about is systemic racism. That's all we hear about today. You turn the TV on, and there it is, glaring you in the face. I saw yesterday that the NAACP is suing Donald Trump and the RNC because they say that he is disenfranchising minorities by challenging this election cycle, by challenging some of the things that went on in this election cycle. I want to talk to someone like you who has been around for a while. They call you the godfather of the movement to empower neighborhood-based organizations. organizations. You've been doing this since the 1960s. I want to ask you, when you look at America, do you see a systemically racist place?
I'm not even sure what systemic racism is. I grew up, I was born in doing segregation, and it was very clear that the goal was to desegregate, and that's why we all, Dr. King and all of us in the civil rights movement, we fought to compel America to live up to its promise, and we were fighting for inclusion in that, and America has made great strides during the 60s to acknowledging its birth defect of slavery and Jim Crow. And we have gone a long way. We are the only nation on the face of the earth that has ever fought a civil war to end slavery. We are the only nation with Emancipation Proclamation. And blacks fought in every war. We did. And we fought because we were fighting for America's promise. And that promise has been delivered. And America's not the place that it was. None of us should be defined by the worst that we were in our youth. And so what is happening today, though, that is the civil rights movement has lost its moral grounding, and it has yielded authority and control over to the radical left in society, and they are using America's birth defect of slavery and discrimination really as a tool, as a bludgeon, to kind of attack the founding values of the nation. It's nothing to do with racism. This has everything to do with politicizing the issue of race and using it as a bludgeon to kind of destroy this nation. That's what it's about.
You know, I have this theory, Dr. Woodson. And my theory is, especially when you look at the Democrat Party and how closely aligned their principles and policies are with socialism, I think they need us to be downtrodden. I think they need us to be victims, and then that way they step in to be the savior. It gives them more power. If they can make us believe that we cannot do it because of, you know, air quotes, the white man, or the man's got his foot on our neck, then they're always going to be in power because we're always going to need them. So what is your, when you think about that paradigm, am I right? Am I misguided?
No, you're right. I think it's following a Marxist kind of strategy of divide. You divide people along class and race lines. And then what you do is you transfer all moral authority away from individuals and civic institutions and transfer that authority to the state. Everything they recommend, from reparations to requiring corporations to comply with racial grievance measures, all of this is transferring authority and power from the individuals and from civic institutions and making government the key to everything, guaranteed income, health insurance. It's really making government the center of all life. And what they're doing that's most cynical, that is most destructive to low-income blacks, they're really denigrating and assaulting law enforcement as well.
Yeah.
And talking about defunding the police. Well, who is going to protect citizens? You want some goons to come in? Or for organized crime to take the place of the state's lawful function, and that is to protect us. The state's one of the few responsibility that the state has is to protect its citizens. And now the left is undermining that, talking about defunding the police, and the people who are being savaged by this approach are low-income blacks, because the murder rate in black communities are soaring in direct relationship to the extent to which police withdraw from those communities.
Yeah, I've always said that the people hurt the most if police officers are pulled out of especially low-income communities are the minorities in that community. We're the guys and gals that are calling the police to come in because, you know, the crime rate is so high. And that's something we never We never talk about it. It's like the thing that cannot be touched. It's like the thing that can never be talked about is the crime rate in these communities, and the fact that if the crime rate wasn't where it is and that black people weren't calling the police, then, you know, we wouldn't have a ton of the problems that we see today, especially when we're talking about Black Lives Matter and defunding the police. It will always hurt us as minorities, as a people. I want to ask you one question about your Woodson principles. If you were talking to the folks, what would be the key principle you would want to convey to them?
That the answers to these problems of crime, violence, and drug addiction, and many of the issues that are bound in these communities, they cannot be found outside. The answers are found where the problem exists, and that is that every community has resources, agency.
That's it.
So you have to look inside.
Dr. Woodson, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us for a bit. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
20 after the hour, you are listening to What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the show. Dustin Moore, Leon Francis here with you today on this Christmas Eve even. Well, Christmas is almost here, so don't let the stress creep in finding that perfect gift for your loved one. Sometimes you got to send them late. That's just the way it works. You don't always get to open them on Christmas. And we want to tell you about the latest product from MyPillow. It's that MyPillow bathrobe. It is a perfect gift. If you haven't given a bathrobe, then you haven't seen the joy on someone's face when they open it. That's right. It's a heck of a deal. Right now, you can go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. Scott has one. He brags about it all the time. MyPillow also has gift cards that are great gifts to get yours today. And a Merry Christmas from the folks at MyPillow. Dean Wysocki, Chief Meteorologist for the Flag, joins us. Winter weather blizzard warning for eastern North Dakota, many parts of western Minnesota as well. Friends listening to us in the Bismarck area, South Dakota, throughout Minnesota, we're going to have an update right now with Dean Wysocki, Chief Meteorologist. Dean, welcome to What's on Your Mind, the statewide edition. Let folks know the latest as the storm continues to make its way through. We're, from my understanding, we're still in the rough patch at the moment, but hopefully seeing that clear up a little bit as the day moves on.
Yeah, good morning. That's right. In fact, we've got the back edge of this snow just to the east of Red Lake Falls, stretching to just north of Fargo and down towards Ellendale. And as we traverse a little further south, the back edge just about ready to push into Aberdeen as well. But snowing very heavy from here on up through Webster and into areas around southeastern parts of North Dakota, including areas around Wapton and also up towards Detroit Lake, seeing some very heavy snow. Again, this whole snow band slowly pushing to the south and east. I'll tell you what, travel in the eastern parts of South Dakota into western Minnesota and even eastern North Dakota here, it's not recommended here. As even after the snow does slowly push from northwest to southeast here, we're still looking at a lot of wind. In fact, winds have been gusting close to 60 miles an hour here in Fargo, and it's going to be like that throughout much of the upper Midwest with near zero visibility, blizzard conditions. So I know that I was just looking at the latest model guidance, and areas around the Twin Cities are expecting upwards of 12 to 15 inches of snow along with the wind. So travel down 94 towards the Twin Cities, not recommended today. If you're traveling out west on 94, it will, at least you won't have to worry about the falling snow, but there's still going to be some blowing snow. And traveling south on 29, not recommended today either. In fact, it's just going to be a raw day with wind chills between 20 and 40 below on top of the zero visibility at times. Not a good day to be out if you have to travel. Hold off until tomorrow. That's when conditions do improve, but it's still going to be cold. High of only one above for your Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, looking a little better with highs right around 27.
All right. Very good, Dean. Thank you so much. We know the weather's changing, so we'll check back with you here a little bit later in the program. Dean Wysocki joining us, Chief Meteorologist with the Flag. What's on Your Mind continues. Leon Francis is here on your Christmas Eve Eve. Thanks for listening, Leon.
Christmas Eve, Eve. Good deal, good deal. We're going to finish up our conversation with Dr. Bob Woodson. I have two questions I want to ask you. One is about your book, Lessons from the Least of These, the Woodson Principle. Right now, I have three of my children, all teenagers, and we get into pretty heated. I'm old school. I'm from Louisiana. I'm from the South, so I'm like old school black, you could say. And my kids, they are bombarded with the mindset that they have to take the BLM principles, I guess you would call them, to heart because they are minorities, and you know. They've had a hard road and this and that, even though they haven't, and they're listening right now. So if you could talk to young African Americans and that have been preached doom and gloom and misery for pretty much all of 2020, what would you tell them?
Well, first of all, since I'll use an example from an analogy with sports.
what black children are being bombarded with right now is like a coach saying to players, well, the other team, they're bigger than we are. They've beaten us before. They got better uniforms. They've won two championships. And they just go down all of the problems that the enemy has. Now go out there and try not to get killed. But if you just listen to stories about how difficult your circle is, what are you motivated to do? The question is, after you hear this gloom and doom, what is it that you are expected to do that would improve the quality of your life? And so that's why what the Woodson Center does in my book, I said champions are the ones who score in the face of opposition. Champions don't wait to say, well, we need to remove the opposition. That's like a player saying to a coach, coach, we can score more points if they stop tackling us. Well, black folks, man, have scored in the face of opposition. So what we do at 1776 at the center is that we have evidence that when whites were at their worst, blacks were at their best. There were 20 blacks who were born slaves who died millionaires. Your children need to find out, well, how did they accomplish that? And there are other stories of people who are achieving. So again, whenever you hear or read something and you put it down, ask yourself, what is it that I'm encouraged to do after having received it? And so what you do when you read our stories, I spend all of my time in low-income, drug-infested neighborhoods, but I tell stories of how we supported groups that are in those communities that went into an area where there were 53 gang deaths in 2 years, and there was not a single one in 12 years as a result of what we did to change that community from the inside out and the bottom up.
Yes.
And so your children need to be because understand that people are encouraged to improve themselves when you show them victories that are possible, not constantly reminding them of injuries to be avoided.
I couldn't agree more, Dr. Woodson. I could not agree more. I could listen to you all day. Where can people pick up your book?
You can go on Amazon. It's called Lessons from the Least of These.
Lessons from the Least of These. The Woodson
Lessons
Principle.
By Robert Woodson. Yeah, Lessons from the Least of These. And it's I think it's inspirational. It gives an account of 10 principles. Each chapter is a different principle. And it talks about people who are born into tough situations and how they were able to survive and thrive in the face of opposition.
Absolutely. Dr. Woodson, you are an inspiration to millions. I'm just going to say that. And I am so happy I got to speak to you and the good folks in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota got a chance to hear you. Lessons from the Least of These, the Woodson Principles. Pick it up on Amazon. We'll be right back right after this break.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you ever doubted Congress with a blank check is a bad thing, just look at what's included in the 5,600-page coronavirus relief package and how the goal to help hurting Americans was totally missed.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Trump went on to list some of the ridiculous spending that has nothing to do with its goal. Cash for two national mall museums, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan, a $2.5 million for internet freedom. Mexico will receive 1.4 million Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines on Wednesday, putting the country and Chile the first Latin American nations to vaccinate. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Welcome back. It's What's On Your Mind, 32 after the hour. Yeah, it's starting to look a little bit more like Christmas if you're living in a snow globe. PetroServe USA is where you get all those lunch specials. They got lunch today. If you're out and about, you have to be out. And you need lunch, go to PetroServe USA. Otherwise, their December specials include salted nut rolls, two for $2, Jack Links, $3.25. Get all sorts of jerky. They got great jerky there. You can also get the bigger bags for $3.69. That Popcornopolis, the yummy treats that there's no shortage of treats these days, but say you need to pick something up on your way to somebody's place for the holidays, go get some Popcornopolis for $3.39 at PetroServe USA. Don't forget, they always got the 4 for $4 specials as well. And Wednesdays, you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get a third free. Stop by PetroServe USA as you're out and about. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. 33 after the hour, What's On Your Mind? And Leon Francis here with you on this Christmas Eve Eve edition of What's On Your Mind.
I love the way you say Christmas Eve, Eve edition. Yeah, it's blustery outside. Call-in numbers, 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment for one of my guests, or you just want to sit and chat for a bit, that's okay also. We're going to be talking with, speaking with Chad Walsh, and he's the owner of Dead On Arms, Inc. And you guys know, anyone that knows me knows that I have an affinity for the Second Amendment, or gun ranges, or any, those things are like core principles of the American psyche, actually. And so when I see a good patriotic, guy or gal, like Chad and his wife, they own that, this gun range. Governor Walz is shutting it down, and he stands up to tyranny. I think we should support that. We should, support their efforts. I don't believe that any of this, anything that's going on that has been going on in 2020 is constitutional or is in any way lends credence to liberty. I'll just put it that way. So Governor Walz and the Attorney General's office, they're going out of their way to go after this indoor gun range in Cloquet, Minnesota, because they remained open in defiance. I mean, imagine the defiance of them going against the governor's edict. So just I had to have him on. And we've seen this. When I first saw his story, it was on actionforliberty.com. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday. There were a couple other stories on there that we talked about and discussed. And that's action, the number four, liberty.com. Go to that website. You'll see the different stories there. The one that we're going to be talking about today is Chad and his wife's gun range. It's an indoor gun range. It's called Dead on Arms. And please visit their website. If you're in Cloquet, Minnesota, go and visit that gun range. I know I will be doing that. Do we have Chad on? Okay. Well, we're going to have him on here in just a bit. Yesterday, I tried to reach out for them. So I guess we do have Chad. Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. I was on Action for Liberty. I think it was Monday, and I saw your story. Governor Walz and Keith Ellison, they're trying to go after you guys because you dared defy his edict. How do you feel about that? How does it feel, one, to be a liberty minded person, and then you basically get punished for exercising your freedom? How does that feel?
You know, I'm going to say this. We're all American citizens. Whether we're Democratic or Republican, it doesn't matter in what offices we hold. We're all American citizens, so the Constitution applies to all of us. And we have a Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. And Minnesota actually has a statute that covers the lawful use of a firearm during emergency purposes. But what was unique about this is that the local sheriff tried to make our indoor range fit in the actual executive order. It wasn't in there. We were not in there at all.
That's unreal.
They took it upon themselves to make us fit in there.
I'm looking at the Minnesota statute. I think it's 624, that no government official may prohibit, regulate, or curtail the otherwise lawful possession, carrying, transportation, transfer, defensive use, or other lawful use of firearms, ammunition, or components of those items. And I believe that a ton of states have similar statutes that protect your Second Amendment rights. I know that North Dakota does. So when you got like your attorney general and your governor attempting to force you to close your place of business, you know, when you got them doing something like that, what makes a guy stand up, you know, and say, no, I'm not going to have it?
Well, I mean, I'm a patriot. I'm an American citizen. I'm a law enforcement officer. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and so did they.
Wait. You're a law enforcement officer?
Yeah, I'm a licensed peace officer. I work for a local police department up here. And I was like, you can't do that. You just can't go around shutting places down. You want to make them fit in the actual executive order.
Oh, that
you can't
is
do that. And we have a Bill of Rights also. I asked that question. I said, what about our Bill of Rights? Don't we have Bill of Rights as American citizens? Well, not in the time of pandemic. That is not true. We do have those.
I've never been able to understand the mindset of folks that believe that when times get tough, then you have to cede some of your liberty to authority. And I'm like, well, if you're ceding your liberties, you know, when things get tough, then you really don't have those liberties. there are certain things that are inalienable. Our founders did not say, you know, you guys have all these rights unless your governor says otherwise, or unless the road is a little tough, or unless there is an emergency or anything. No, they're inalienable. That means they cannot be taken from your body unless you are dead. So
that's correct.
Yeah, that's where I'm at here. So if folks want to, here, let me roll this back a little bit. So what's going on now?
Well, they actually sent out a new executive order, and they removed indoor sports facilities from that order, so they have left me alone. But it was kind of comical because when they said, you're an indoor sports facility, I said to them, oh, really? Because there's a Minnesota statute that has a definition of what an indoor sports facility is. And that's like U.S. Bank Stadium, where people play indoor sports in big crowds like that. That was actually, it actually states that in there. And the other question I had, I said, well, when I got a conditional use permit, I got one for an indoor range, not for an indoor sports facility.
Right.
So how does all that work?
I gave up a long time ago attempting to understand the mindset of government, of some government officials. You can't do it and use common sense. You have to literally leave your common sense on the ground in order to pick up that mindset. I want to talk a little bit about your shooting range. And if folks want to come out and visit, like, I'm in Fargo, but whenever I travel, I like to try to go to any range within the area that I'm headed to. So I was looking at your website, and you're similar to one of my favorite ranges, and that's Bill's. But you guys have firearms to rent, or you can bring your own. Tell us a little bit about your business there, your indoor range.
You know, we're kind of unique. You know, we do have the indoor range, and we have a huge retail area, and we have the rental wall, which people can rent firearms, which we encourage people to do before they even buy one. And then we give the permit to carry classes and self-defense classes there and the pistol 101. But we're also a manufacturer, so we CNC our own parts there, and we do a lot of stuff in-house. So we're not just the indoor shooting range. We actually produce our own guns. So that's kind of a unique deal we have up here.
That is phenomenal.
We build custom firearms for people.
Oh, that is awesome. So if I wanted a 300 blackout, you guys could whip one of those up pretty quick?
Yeah, we could build you a 300 blackout. The great thing about our firearms is we don't build a standard AR platform firearm. Every one that we roll out of our gunsmithing room is customized to the actual person that's buying it.
Very nice. Very nice.
We kind of have a little, I said, you know, everybody goes and they buy the AR that's on the wall, then they customize it to them. I said, we are going to do something different. We are going to custom, and people order an AR from us. They build it, and we build it for them customized. So that's how we're kind of unique in the industry.
I have got to get out there, man. I mean, obviously not today. The wind's blowing badly, so we're kind of hunkering down. But I am definitely going to come and visit your shop, bring a couple of my toys there, and see and play with a couple of your toys. I think it's going to be a very, very good outing. Try to get Leah Backstrom to come with me, too, so she can get some range time in. Before you go, if you're talking to someone, and there's tons of people on Action for Liberty that have been disenfranchised by Governor Walz, if you're talking to them, and they're under attack, basically, their liberties are under attack, what do you say to them?
You know, I say to them the same thing I said when they said, you need to shut down. You can't do that. First off, an executive order is not a law.
The executive order is not a law. I've been saying that forever. Thanks, Chad. That music means we're on a hard break. It was great speaking with you, man. I will definitely come out and visit your indoor range. We will be right back with your phone calls right after this.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite time of year.
For many, this is their favorite time of year, and speaking of other favorites, Medora, and a magical Medora Christmas, happening a little different this year than it has in the past, but from the creator of the touring show, A Magical Medora Christmas, Bill Sorensen brings the sounds of the season to Medora, featuring past and present stars of Medora. A Magical Badlands Christmas is sure to share the spirit of the holidays in the beautiful North Dakota Badlands. Live stream and on-demand options are available right now. Check it out for yourself, MedoraChristmasLive.com, MedoraChristmasLive.com. featuring those past and present performers that you know and love. If you've never experienced a magical Badlands Christmas, what a great year to do it. And you get to do it in the cozy confines of your own place, because it's live at MedoraChristmasLive.com. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, statewide edition. Dustin Moore, Leon Francis here with you on this Christmas Eve. 50 minutes after the hour, and we bring in Dean Wysocki, chief meteorologist for the flag, for an update now on the blizzard warning that we're experiencing here in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and other parts in the listening area. Dean Wysocki joins us for an update, and when we might see this start to tamper down a little bit. Dean?
Well, I would say probably within the next half hour in Fargo, the back edge of the snow stretching from just east of Thief River Falls through Fargo, down towards Lipson and towards Aberdeen. Still very heavy snow, though, from here on over towards Brookings and up into areas of southeastern North Dakota, including areas around Wahpeton and up towards Detroit Lakes. So still some very heavy bands of snow. Some areas of extreme southeastern North Dakota and eastern South Dakota could pick upwards of 6 inches of snow before all is said and done. I think by early afternoon, most of it should be out of most of our area and pushing through areas of western Minnesota. But again, travel down south on 29, not recommended, and travel east on 94, not recommended either, as we're going to continue to see temperatures in the single digits with north winds about 30 to 50 miles an hour and gusty. So even after the snow stops here, we are going to see a lot of blowing snow for the remainder of the afternoon, including reduced visibilities, and then down to 14 below tonight with wind chills between 20 and 40 below. Good news is, again, tomorrow the sunshine comes back out. So if you don't have to travel today, don't. Stay inside and enjoy the beauty of a Christmas snow.
All right, Dean, thanks for that update. Good to hear the snow will be coming to an end and that we have brighter days ahead coming up for Christmas Eve. Dean Wysocki joining us from the Flag Weather Center. This is What's on Your Mind, Christmas Eve Eve edition. Dustin and Leon here with you. And we bring back in Leon Francis, guest hosting today for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind.
Brighter days, but it sounds like frigid days. 1-800-228-0550. Call in, get in to the conversation. I don't know why I just had a brain fart right there. Right then. We had a couple of folks on for Chad, but I guess they couldn't hold on. Probably a good idea if you're trying to drive not to talk on the phone. So that's a good thing. But I want to give Chad one more shot to plug his range. So, hey, Chad, if folks want to get in contact with you or find your range or, you know, just call you guys and say, hey, what can you do for me? Where do they need to go?
Go to www.deadonshootingrange. We're on Facebook and Instagram also. Or you can just give us a call at the store, which is 218-729-9689. 218-729-9689. We'll definitely help you out.
And I got to say, Chad, this has got to be one of my most favorite sites. I mean, you got the Gadsden Rattlesnake, the 3%. I mean, that is phenomenal. DeadOnShootingRange.com, DeadOnShootingRange.com, all one word. Please, please, we got to patronize patriots. We have to. When folks stand up, we need to support them. I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said, you know, We stand together or we hang separately. And one of the things that we tend to do is we see a story like that, like yours, or now it's becoming an increasing thing, and we go, oh man, there's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You support folks. You support patriots because they can't take us all. And I'm going to digress with that. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story, Chad.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Have a great Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to go out to Tom and Dickinson. What's on your mind, Tom?
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas. We got about a minute.
Okay. I want to talk about our congressional delegation. I'm not disappointed. I am disgusted with that they all three apparently voted for this massive spending bill that President
Armstrong
Trump
did not. From what I heard, Armstrong did not.
Well, that's good. But the other two voted for this massive spending bill that President Trump has bravely said that he will not sign.
Oh, awesome. 1-800-228-0550. We will discuss this on the other side of the break. Thank you, Tom, and thank you for all of the phone calls that are coming in. We'll be right back right after this.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.